What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Yeah, buddy, hour one, G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome into the show on a Wednesday afternoon. General at your service, at ease. There's Brian Braz, former Cowboy Scout, NFL Executive, Super Bowl champion. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Excellent, sir. How about you? You good?
I'm doing great, thank you. Yeah, Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. He's fixing to go 5 hours flawless, radio producing, engineering, and hosting. Wolchuk is here. Chiafalo is doing family time. I believe he's going to be filling in with the morning show next 2 days.
Yep.
So check out our guy, the Chief, there, 6 to 10, I believe, Chop and Bobby. Is Sean out? So it'll be
him and Bobby.
I think it's him and Bobby.
Chief and Bobby. Wow.
So that's must tune in. That could be off the rails.
You have Carter Freeman coordinating our video. You can watch us on Twitch and YouTube, Brian.
There's a good chance his wife won't be up to watch the program in that morning, so it's probably a good opportunity for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, being the family man that he is. I'm sure he will knock it out of the park in every
Absolutely.
Way possible.
He should.
Yeah. Yeah.
Couple of texters coming in with a pretty good idea for the halftime of the Super Bowl. And back-to-back texts from different people. Do a boxing match.
There you go. You
know, if you're looking to take it in a different direction, maybe, you know, it's time to not do any more concerts or take a break from concerts. I know they stopped paying the musical acts. The musical acts got to put on their own show.
They got to pay for it themselves. And I guess there's a benefit to them. I think Kendrick Lamar, a lot of his songs ended up hitting the top of the charts after that.
They make that money on Spotify.
Yeah, you probably make that money back and then some. But I like the boxing match idea, especially with all the new bits we're doing here where you got like MMA fighters fighting the Paul brothers. Like, we probably would have felt better about a Mike Tyson.
Oh, no. You need an iconic Mayweather, Pacquiao, Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford. You know, you need like a big primetime type of bout.
It just wouldn't fit into that time.
Time, would it? How many we got?
You talking about for halftime of the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Like that fight.
Y'all didn't like that Kendrick that much, huh? We're like, yo, kangaroos fighting for halftime to be awesome right now.
The medieval times text? Like, that's pretty awesome.
Medieval times?
Some jousting going on?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of different things that you can do. I don't think the NBA
Rip his effing head off! Let's go!
But, interesting text coming in on that. I've never been a big fan of live music in general, so if I'm at a concert, I'm probably going to leave like before the end of it.
Yeah, but from your couch, the same thing. Like, I know you don't like being in public crowds.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, geez, you know, let's just get back to the game. So if you could put something in the middle that's another amazing sports spectacle and sell it out, you know, a big pay-per-view boxing. Like, I don't know why Jerry Jones hasn't come up with this idea yet. And I think you do have enough time for like 8 3-minute rounds. You know, and you could get back to the game in maybe 35, 40 minutes, which we're already taking close to it, right?
Sure.
It's already...
I think it's like half an hour almost, yeah.
What about a boxing match before the Super Bowl instead of the pregame show?
I could go for that as well. You know, they do not do a good job of filling that 8 hours with relevant content.
See, that's what I'm saying. If you could have like a big time at the, you know, you set it up, but instead of, and here I am on a pregame show, but still, I have a hard time watching pregame shows for the Super Bowl. I try and time this thing to right when they're kicking off the ball. I mean, literally, I'm like, okay, they're getting ready. They've coin toss, and here we go.
Some sort of a relevant countdown, a 3-hour boxing card, a 3-hour MMA card, live on the scene. Yeah, I think there's a lot of potential legs to that. Mavs game night, really an unbelievable time for a homestand. And heading into the All-Star break, you could easily lose these next couple of games. It's the Warriors tonight and then the Heat tomorrow, 8:30 and 7:30 tip-offs. Jason Kidd's already been driven to not talk to reporters for the first time in his coaching career. Hey, how much more toxic could this get? Is tonight a potential turning point? I don't know. But it does not seem like the fan base is going to let the Mavs forget the censoring and the silencing that they encountered the other night. So I expect people now to come as a, hey, watch this. I'm going to get kicked out tonight. I'm going to go viral tonight.
It's the badge of honor game.
Yeah.
I'm going to get kicked out for the good of the cause.
It is one where it's like, I think we're tuning in less for the basketball and more to just see how do they react tonight.
Yeah.
To any type of Fire Nico chants or anybody that wears a shirt with the clown on it. Are they still kicking people out? Are they going to keep that standard, or are they going to pivot and adjust and realize, hey, as long as you're not crossing a line with, you know, vulgar words and being physical, you can go ahead and vent your frustrations.
Yeah. This is different, man. You touched a nerve with this entire fan base, and I think you're going to have to find closure in a better way than trying to shut them up or telling them to shut the bleep up, as Mark Cuban did.
Yeah, did I see a clip where, like, Nico was at an SMU basketball game?
That was Leah Simakopoulos, who's going to join us at 6 p.m. tonight.
Wow.
Talk all about that. But, yeah, it doesn't matter where he's going to go. He's going to hear the Fire Nico chants. You got to just you can't run away from it.
Yeah.
You've got to just take it. Take your lumps, man.
Well, the good news is for him anyway, and maybe the Mavs playoff chances so far, Gafford, AD, PJ don't appear to be long-term injuries. Davis is dodging the need for an operation. Gafford's going to be reevaluated in a couple of weeks. You know, they'll get those guys back, you know, maybe after the break. Phoenix isn't playing good basketball, right? They are the 11th team right now. I think they've lost 6 of 10. They have major chemistry issues in their locker room. Kevin Durant was amazing last night, becoming the 8th player to score 30,000 points in his career. And he did it in 3 quarters. I think he got to 26 points. I mean, he was going off. Had a nice little presentation for him in between the third and fourth quarters. But I guess all I'm saying is I'm not giving up on the playoffs. Are you guys?
Yeah, I kind of am there.
Is that because you think they're not going to make it?
Yeah, I think.
I mean, but we got good news on Gafford and AD.
It's still, I mean, they might be able to be a play-in team, possibly. Like, I think they're a game and a half up right now from being totally out of it.
Yeah.
I'm just really worried. Like, we still don't know the exact time frame for Anthony Davis, and we're hoping it's just 2 weeks on Gafford. So right now, it's just I don't know that they're going to be able to tread water enough to really stay in this thing. It is possible that they're a play-in. I just don't see them not being in. Like, that's the best-case scenario right now. I don't think they're going to be one of the top 8 seeds. I think they might be fighting for, like, that 9th or 10th spot.
I mean, the Lakers needed a big so bad. They brought Alex Len out of retirement, hasn't played in a year. Stephen A. and Wendy were joking about maybe bringing back Dwight Howard or DeMarcus Cousins, who are playing in overseas leagues.
Sure.
You know, and I don't know what kind of shape they could be in, but if you just need somebody to rebound, I think you got to be thinking outside the box right now. The good news is this All-Star break is going to give everybody a week or 8 days off, that at least you're not missing any games.
That's true.
Yeah, I feel like, though, that what's going to happen, they're going to wear Kyrie out.
Oh, yeah.
And by the time they get to the playoffs, he's going to have to be the primary ball handler.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be very good. He's going to be beat up. He's going to be tired.
Washington back in there to at least give you some of the playmaking that he does.
Sure.
And Anthony Davis, you can throw it to him and, you know, clear out.
But it's going to, I think it's just going to take too much.
You're right, man. I was worried about that even before the injuries to Davis and Washington. And if he's facing a back surgery, playing 40 or 42 or 45 minutes a night, like the other night.
Played 45 the other night, basically.
It's crazy.
So, yeah, I to me, this is this has got done written all over it. It's just be, you know, like I say, the injuries are going to be too much to overcome.
I don't want to give up, because if they can get everybody back, this team could win the championship. This team would smother Boston defensively. I think it's possible. The league has never seen the quality of defense that these guys are going to unleash when Lively, AD, and Washington, you can deploy everybody out there. It is like what the Thunder do, but just 2 or 3 inches taller at every position.
And probably more athletic.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think all those guys are probably better athletes than a Chet Holmgren personally. It was unbelievable what they were able to do. I mean, the shot blocking, the length, and the ability to kind of mix and match different types of lineups. I mean, you got Gafford then coming off of the bench. It really was a dream first half of basketball for the Mavs to get up 20 points against a team in Houston, as we were talking with Bobby Corella. Also, I mean, Ime Udoka, that is what he is, the foundation of his basketball teams, his defense. And I'm with you. I mean, watching that team, it's like, this is a team that can repeat in the West and absolutely has probably a better chance, because of the way they match up defensively, to beat a Boston. I just think that the injuries are mounted. And who knows that you don't get another injury, right? Like, right now, it just seems like everything is going the wrong way. It's a snowball effect. I don't know that they can dig themselves out of it.
817 says, I saw a tweet saying nosebleed seats are $6, and I'd pay that to get a Fire Nico chant going and get kicked out. Yeah, the ticket prices have bottomed out. If you want to go to a basketball game, if you want to watch Steph Curry, you know, you have a
Jimmy Butler now.
Yeah, you have a chance to head to the arena. The 214 Tank, please. I hope we miss the playoffs and get a shot at Cooper Flagg. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would totally go with embracing the tank right now. If you're like, we're shutting down Kyrie Irving, he's going to have the back operation and make sure he doesn't do any more damage to that. And, you know, we're going to have AD, you know, do a lengthy rehabilitation so he can come back 100%. I'd be totally fine with embracing the tank if that's what you want to do. I don't think you could get any higher than the 9th or 10th spot in the draft lottery, but they've evened those odds out quite a bit that you can dream now. You know, you got the 9th spot in the draft lottery. There's at least somewhat of a realistic chance. I don't think it'd be the longest shot in the history of the draft lottery for you to win it, considering teams have won it from 6 and 7 in the old system. Troy Aikman speaking at the Children's Cancer event yesterday, along with Dak, reflecting on the fact that coming up on the 30-year anniversary of their Super Bowl season, he said when they won their last Super Bowl in 95, they didn't think they were done, and it's hard to believe nobody has been back since. Brian, in 95, were you with the Packers? Did you think the Cowboys were going to keep on rolling at that time?
Yeah, I really did. We were getting better. We were trying to catch up. We didn't have the depth, but they had that one bad draft, and it kind of we were able to catch up. We got very fortunate. They got banged up late in the season. The year we went to the Super Bowl, it would have been like they had to play at Carolina in that playoff game, and you know, we were all like, you know, Mr. Harlan, I remember, was going, yeah, Man, there's a chance we could get Dallas here. And I was like, Mr. Harlan, we haven't beat them yet. You know, he's like, no, you're right. I'd rather take my chances with Carolina. And sure enough, it worked out that way. But we really struggled. We had a good handle on San Francisco. We didn't have a good handle on Dallas. Dallas was just too good at too many spots, too deep, well-coached, you know, and that was a problem for us.
Did the wheels start coming off immediately when free agency started? Was that what it was? They started to lose that depth advantage there starting in 94?
Yeah, the draft became a problem for them, and then they started, like I say, they were starting to get a little bit of that the team had so much success.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, all of a sudden, like that Carolina game, Michael got hurt, Deion gets hurt. I mean, they get all these guys hurt. And, man, and then Aikman, I just remember, it was like that final pass that Aikman threw was an interception. And it was like he was trying to get the season over with.
Hmm.
Like he'd said, nah.
Put me out of my misery.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere with this team. And then, you know, you had an opportunity, with Barry. And then, but it just really started to fall apart. When I got there in 99, Chan Gailey, we didn't draft well enough. And the depth, all that depth was gone. All the star players were starting to get old and leave. It happened pretty fast once that that game took place.
Well, we're standing by to find out when free agency starts here, second week of March or so, if the Cowboys are pivoting in their approach and they have realized the error in their ways over the last 15 years, trying to build teams that can just make the playoffs. The Eagles showed you, right? Nobody in the AFC can beat Patrick Mahomes. But this super team with so many damn all pros and pro bowlers all over the place, any weakness we're attacking with the best possible acquisition. We have the credit card. We're swiping it like crazy. We're spending future dollars to put players on the field today. There's no way you can compete, Wolchuk. Until I see the Cowboys do that, I'm going to assume whichever team is in the window is going to break out their credit card and swipe it a bunch of times and build a team way better than what the Cowboys can draft and develop. And I believe the light bulb is coming on up there for some people. I don't know if they can get that message home to the two most important.
Right. That's the fear. Like, is it? I'm sure there's a lot of people in that building that are, and especially the scouting department's like, guys, you got to help us by at least filling some of this roster. Mm-hmm. We can't go into the draft thinking, okay, well, we need a starting defensive tackle. We need a wide receiver too. We need a starting running back. We need a starting linebacker. We probably need more depth at corner. Might need a starting safety. Like,
we've got tackle stinks.
We don't have enough. Yeah, we don't have enough picks to be able to fill all these needs. So the amount of pressure and stress that you're putting on your scouting department. It is, we have to see it to believe it, though, because we've heard the positives in the offseason to where things are going to change, but I don't know how you can't look around. Even a team like Washington, now granted, right, when you talk about Washington, it's they hit a home run at the quarterback position, and ultimately that's what's most important. But when you see what they were able to do filling out their team with free agents like Frankie Louvu, who played like one of the best linebackers in football, and then a lot of your depth going over there and playing big minutes for them, like Tyler Biadasz and Dorrance Armstrong and Fowler, et cetera, you've got to do something more. And it would probably start with, can we bring back Osadigizua? Can we bring back Jordan Lewis? But you've got to do more than just retain your own. You've got to be aggressive and go find some other options here from other teams to try and replenish that pipeline.
I'm kind of with the whole thing with Bolton as linebacker. I think
he's our dream, right? He's our G-Bag Nation number one free agent wish list. Nick Bolton.
I just feel like that it gives me a better opportunity than if you sign Osadigizua. That's just, I'm going to take my chances and draft one of these kids, you know, a three technique, and I'm not going to pay this guy. I'm going to pay a linebacker. Probably what I would have to pay Osa, probably less, a little less. But I'm totally looking at other free agents. I know what these guys, it's one of these things where you're going to, they'll do it. They'll end up paying a guy, you know, after, you know, he turned the corner. Now he's going to be a great player. I'm not doing that. The second contracts have really hurt this organization. They need to go out and try and say, okay, if we were going to spend $12 million on this guy, we need to think about spending $12 million on a better player from Kansas City.
I mean, I think at minimum you have to add six good players, and if you nail draft picks first, second, third round, you still need to go into free agency and find three good ones. Is that a left tackle? Is it a linebacker? Is it a safety? Is it another wide receiver? Sure. You got to plug some of these holes. Defensive tackle, obviously, probably both those spots need to be upgraded. Find a veteran right guard. You know, so there is so much stuff they could do here when free agency starts that should get us excited or could get us excited if that's how they want to take it. They were dropping Easter eggs shortly after the season in their Senior Bowl media sessions that maybe they need to look at, you know, how they've been doing free agency and the salary cap. And the opportunity is out there every year. If any team, you know, with a decent quarterback and some other good players wants to make a run at it, it is there for the taking. Don't let them tell you otherwise. Hoosiers got up for their guy Bob Knight last night. You see this? Tom Izzo in Michigan State needed one win to break Knight's record for Big Ten wins. Hoosiers stunned him 71-67. Indiana's coach Mike Woodson, a star player for Knight from 1976 to 1980. He was a national champion. He got the message through to his guys last night.
Yeah, and there seems to be some talk about him maybe losing
his job. Yeah, I think it's a win-win for the Gipper type of situation for those boys from this point forward. Okay, is this a fair description of the situation at Mavs headquarters? We have the G-Bag today coming up at 2:30 for you as well, right here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a good one. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Everything going okay over there, Brian?
I was just looking at, I was trying to get nerdy on some of these numbers. I was just looking at linebackers real quick at the break.
Okay.
The Jets had a player named Jamin Sherwood that was a linebacker.
Surely.
Wolchuk, do you know anything about him?
No.
Jamin Sherwood, he's a linebacker for the Jets. He his positional value is at $12 million for how he played. He's currently making $958,000. He's the second highest linebacker on the market for positional value. His, like I said, he's $12 million, and the Jets paid him less than $1 million to play this year.
He's a free agent?
He's a free agent.
Led the entire league in tackles.
Sounds like the guy you want to go for.
202 tackles. See, and he's a fifth-round pick, so that's why his contract's so small.
The linebackers, if I could real quick, Dawson, I probably could do this in Krusty's corner, but I'll do it real quick for you. Zach Bond, his value is over $17 million. The Sherwood from the Jets is at 12. Bobby Wagner, $17 million. Kendricks was $12 million. Cody Barton from the Broncos was a $11.2 million player. And Dalen Henry from the Chargers is a $10 million player. Ernest Jones is a $9 million player for the Seahawks. And then Nick Bolton is on this list as a $9 million player.
Ernest Jones also, yeah, free agent, tackling machine for
Seattle. I take
that back.
Dalen Henry, not a free agent. My bad. He got mixed into this group somehow. But there are seven free agent guys that all played, like whether they were $14 million, $11 million, $10 million, $9 million, $8 million, $8 million, $8 million, $8 million. These guys were all over the value of what they played for this year.
Go buy it up, you know. Go buy you a contender. I know that maybe the Cowboys salary cap isn't perfect in their eyes, but you got to look at it like, while we have Dak Prescott, who might not be the best quarterback, and people have a lot of criticisms of him, but you know, the Eagles have won it with Nick Foles and Jalen Hurts, so it's doable. You know, you just have to build a good enough team around your quarterback, and you have to be honest with yourself about how good your quarterback is, and then build the team that could go get the Super Bowl. And you don't have to do it every year. Yeah, you play that salary cap game. You're gonna spend it up, and then you got to spend some time. Just like if you get into household debt, okay, kids, we're not gonna buy any toys for the next 6 months while we're paying off the bills, and that might represent a season or two of having to bite the bullet. But if you're not truly going for it like the Buccaneers did, like the Rams did, like the Eagles did, and you don't have Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady, you can just forget about doing it at any point over the next 30 years until the salary cap dynamics or meta strategy, you know, returns to what you're comfortable with. I just can't believe that somebody who is so business savvy and economically genius is not doing this on purpose. You know what you guys are doing up there. You're building a team to make the playoffs so you can have 17 relevant regular season games to generate ratings. Once the playoffs start, everybody's watching it anyway. We don't need the Cowboys to be great then. So, and I love how more and more people are calling him out. Dez Bryant got after him yesterday, too. Okay, how about this, though, Brian, since you were bringing up linebackers, yeah. Bengals linebacker Jermaine Pratt, that's breaking news I just saw from Rappaport, requesting a trade off the Bengals. Salaries at like $6 million. He led them in tackles with 143 last year. Best tackler on a bad defense, and apparently not the best coverage linebacker either, but I think those are the kind of players that realistically we should be looking at with manageable salaries.
Yeah, just real quick, Dawson. He's his positional value is $7.7 million. He's getting paid currently $6.7 million. So his value over APY is right at $1 million.
Yeah, so you're getting more than what you pay for. I don't know what you have to give up for a player like that. I think they're not willing to do an extension for him. He's coming up on 29 years old. I think they want to go in a different direction. So maybe a day three pick wouldn't be a bad use of that because you'd get guaranteed product. Maybe you just want to bring back Kendricks, though. I don't know. I thought maybe he was looking a little long in the tooth, but he still produced as well. Love this piece from Mavs Moneyball. My question for you going into that tease, this is an accurate explanation, a term to describe them. The headline here, the Dallas Mavericks are a full-blown totalitarian regime at this point. They lead out here, benevolent leader Miriam Adelson has eyes everywhere, so you must remember to be dutiful in your daily work and silent in opposition to the esteemed party. We have seen the regrettable results of dissension manifest themselves in the culling of the herd. The deranged distributors of forbidden literature pictured below only as a warning against any who would follow down their unfortunate path of dissent requested psychological reconditioning on their own accord, and the great doctors in service of Miriam happily oblige their humble request to be made whole. I just thought it was a genius, creative, sort of cathartic piece of literature here about what our Mavs situation is in, and representative of the approach that this front office or ownership group has taken here with the Mavs getting heavy-handed. Probably expect more of the same tonight unless we hear otherwise. Hoping to hear from Nico, hoping to hear from Jason Kidd. You know, will they... will he explain why he didn't talk about the Kings game? I'm fascinated by this. Like, if you're Jason Kidd, are you fed up? Do you maybe see things the way the fans do? Do you feel like I can't trust myself to go out here and agree with my bosses, so I'm just going to be quiet? I'd love to know why Jason Kidd didn't talk.
Supposedly, I mean, on Hoops Collective, McMahon's been saying that this was all, you know, front office, Nico, ownership, Kidd, all together on this. Now, Jason Kidd, his body language during that pressure to me was a coach that didn't necessarily love what they just did, but you're a good soldier, and you kind of just go along with it. I do think it's very telling that he didn't speak the other night. I think that it's just, man, I just lost another guy due to injury.
I think that's a big part.
People are dropping
it, yeah.
Like flies.
Yeah.
I'm dealing with the fans here that are getting kicked out of the arena for something that wasn't my decision. I don't really have anything to say right now. And sometimes maybe the best thing to do is to say nothing.
Yeah.
If you don't have anything good to say, right? And he, it's not like he never talks to the media. I don't think there's been a fine from this. And I think if you're a coach, you don't speak once. Maybe the league lets that go. I'm sure he's going to speak after tonight's game. But to me, him not speaking kind of said it.
Yeah, in talking to people in the organization, because I asked him, was there something wrong? Did you have, were there meetings or something maybe that he had to go to or whatever? And, a couple of different people, this one guy said, listen, no, he was fine. We didn't have anything. But the next morning when he came in the office, he was doing well. Hmm. So I agree with Wolchek. I think he just didn't have any. I think just the way that the injuries are mounting, and now he's having to answer those questions, and he probably doesn't have a great answer for that.
Yeah.
Why? And then somebody smart like yourself is going to ask, well, is there something going to, did you guys bring him back? Did you bring back AD too early?
Oh, yeah.
Are there problems with your training staff?
What do you think about kicking out the fans tonight?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At some point, I think you lose energy and interest.
I think they've taken his spirit right now.
Yeah.
I think, just for the, maybe for that night, the injury thing just mounted up to the point where he's like, I just want to go home and just sit in my office and not think about this.
He seemed pretty beat down after the Rockets game. You had, I think it was Kalashaw going back and forth with him. Like, just to clarify, you said you didn't know about the trade until the 11th hour, but what does the 11th hour mean?
Mm.
And he basically said, look, yeah, it's what I meant. I didn't know about it until basically the trade was about to be in motion. Like, it probably after the handshake agreement when Cuban found out about it.
Yeah.
And I'm just here to coach the players. And he said, I've said that before. Mm-hmm. I'm the coach. I don't have to have personnel say. I coach the players that are on the roster at the given time. And I've said that before, and maybe at the time you guys didn't care about it, but that's what I believe.
Yeah, I believe it's time now for the G-Bag of the Day into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
There it is. Anthony Davis, a.k.a. AD. What does AD stand for? Send it to the fan text right now. What does AD stand for?
Always dominant.
Always dominant. Okay.
Always Amen. Doubtful.
Always doubtful. There you go. I was going to say always deficient. But I can't do that. I can't do that because the man does shine when he's standing on the court.
He does.
Yeah. It's just every time somebody bumps into him, you're like, ooh, oh my God.
Please be okay.
Had a friend like that growing up. He was like, dude, again? Yeah. You got to be kidding me.
Come on, man.
You barely fell down. That cast?
You broke your arm again?
I mean, my little league quarterback, he was getting knee surgeries and we were in elementary still. I was like, all right, buddy. Yeah. I remember my dad telling me, yeah, this might be it for him.
Was he at the Applebee's sitting at the bar when he told you that one, Lucius? Yeah. Did he just lean over and whisper it to you?
Tell you something, son.
Hands on the glass.
Your friend there. All right, I think this might be day three for this
Swallow
one right
that
here.
Drink.
Yeah. It might be day three for this one right here. Yeah. We're going to Way FM Radio. It's a Christian radio station in Nashville.
I've seen billboards for them driving along the road.
Right. So they're kind of everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But this is the one in Nashville. But yeah, they're everywhere. I think a Cowboys fan. I don't know if he called into this fan or some fan.
I checked their number, Lucius, of their station in Nashville. 1300 is the last four digits.
Well,
so maybe
the rabbit hole goes a little deeper
maybe
there.
Maybe he was thinking.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's hear from him.
I'm on the radio.
I'm recording you, but it's not live on the radio.
Okay. I just want to make a comment about, all of this stuff y'all promoting about Ash and Jenny. I don't want to hear that no more.
Sure. Hey, I really appreciate your passion. I think you have the wrong number.
No, hold on, sweetheart. Because you sound like Will McClay.
I
had to correct Will McClay.
I don't.
This is not passion. This is testosterone.
Yeah. I don't think you called the right phone number, is what I was trying to say.
Okay, all right. So whatever phone, they'll call in the fan, I can talk to, or whatever. See, that's the problem. There's too much passion in Dallas.
No.
Y'all need testosterone on that field.
This is you called a Christian music radio station in Nashville, Tennessee. I think you have the wrong number.
Christian Nashville. Oh my God. Okay.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
He called in with so much vigor to let you know that we need some testosterone on the field.
Yeah, much passion. More testosterone. Yeah.
Would they let you test for testosterone at the combine, you think? Natural testosterone?
I don't know.
Get men's T clinic over there.
It's a little high.
We're only taking 800 and up.
Oh, I got to let them know.
Yes, he did, dude. He tripled down on it.
Yeah. I got to let you know.
A man. To lead the flock.
I gotta pull my car over and everything, let you know that there's just not enough testosterone.
Biblical.
All right, who is the freakiest player in the NBA?
Probably Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
In NBA history.
Yeah.
Or Rodman?
Magic. Will Magic? Rodman?
Yeah, Magic. Magic.
Rodman.
Yeah. Rodman. Yeah. I would say AC Green nowadays because he held like 40 years yeah. back up. So he's probably wide open right now. They're probably trying all types of stuff. But this one right here is a Greek freak.
Oh, yes.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah,
he's always leaving hints.
Yeah.
Yes. How excited he is.
And I'm giving this G-Bag of the Day to Dame Lillard mm-hmm. for staying focused during this interview right here, because you can hear the Greek freak in the back. Giving a shout out to Tula.
And our versatility is obviously it's really good for us. And for me, I'm looking at it like it's perfectly fine with me. You know, I know how to deal with this situation, and I like who I'm coming into this situation with.
Bro, what is he saying? Okay, we heard you. Hot Tula that thing.
He tripled down, too.
He tripled down. Spit on that thing. Hot-tua. Spit on that thing. Let's see what else we got for you, boys.
He did hold it together pretty good, though, in the interview.
He did. He marched did right through it, bro.
He kept going, yeah.
Hot-tua that thing. Spit on it.
It's perfectly fine with me. You know, I know how to deal with the situation, and I like who I'm coming into this situation with.
What are you talking about, bro? All right, anyway, let's go to Miami. Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero were asked about their new teammates.
Oh,
Andrew Wiggins, Davion Mitchell, Kyle Anderson. Anyway, there's a pause moment right here by the reporters.
For you guys, like, how do you let those guys shine their personalities as they become, you know, the new guys and try not to be awkward about it?
I mean, we're all human. I mean, at the end of the day, we're all human. We all have a job to do, but also, you know, I feel like this team is very down to earth. We welcome them with open arms, and, you know, I feel like they're going to acclimate great with us.
Are you guys excited for, like, all the size and length they bring? Is that going to make your lives easier?
Mm.
Oh, that was pause. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm laughing at him, not you. It's just funny because ain't nobody else answering no questions.
Yeah. I'm not laughing at you.
Ain't nobody answering no questions.
I saw this where Bam and Tyler, they're wearing their girlfriend's shoes on the court. They date WNBA player.
Oh, really?
And so they're wearing their girlfriend's brands of shoes playing in the NBA.
Okay.
How about that?
That's a new one.
That's awesome. That is pretty cool. I like that. An unrivaled league. I was watching some of that last night where the girls go one-on-one with each other.
Yeah.
Amazing, bro. AD, always disabled, always damaged.
I mean, the original.
Abdominal damage, always disabled. Accidental death. Whoa.
Accidental death.
Awful decision.
I said almost death. Awful I didn't decision. Say it. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. Awful decision.
It's crazy. And disappointed.
AD after Doncic.
After Doncic. Oh.
Yeah. Or after death, if it is the death of the Mavs, which you might be observing.
Oh.
Might have to relocate him. Expand to a new team.
Hmm.
bring them back, get a fresh start.
Oh, start. My God. These are crazy. Alcohol dizziness.
Is it our champ, Way Sorry. FM Radio? Is it the Greek Freak with Damian Lillard? Is it Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero with Reporter? Maybe the pause moment of the year. Are you excited about their
size? Are you excited about it? Yeah, you know, it's on Bartis's mind. Hey, get it off.
I'm going to go with the Miami Heat duo there, Lucius. How about you?
I'm going to go with Way FM, the Christian radio station. And I want to play this real quick before I get out of here. Can you tell me who this is, guys?
From the 214, who said AD is out for the season? Pump the brakes, fellas. Calm down. A lot of basketball left.
Who was that?
Is that Fred Davis?
That's Fred Davis, bro.
I was listening to him last night. Well, he does sound like that.
When I get in the car for the 7 o'clock and he brings the show in, it's like a sing-song.
Fred is a nut, dude.
Welcome, DFW.
Fred is a nut. He will destroy you, too. Leave him alone. He'll fold you like laundry.
I'm changing my vote to Fred.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Fred, too.
Brian.
Fred.
By a score of 3-1, and you're new.
Well done, L.A.
G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Fred Davis, half of the dynamic Fan After Dark duo.
They are good.
Hottest evening sports radio show in America, Fan After Dark, coming up at you at 7 o'clock tonight. And every night, except for tomorrow, because you're going to have the Rangers Hot Stove show with Sands. Yeah. Alrighty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. If you ever miss the G-Bag of the Day, Lucius replays that for you every afternoon at 5:40 there in LA Live. Have some Rangers news coming up next right here to the G-Bag Nation, The Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. I have a Rangers spring training quiz for you that Evan Grant put together, and I found it to be very interesting and revealing, so I'm going to have you play along with us. We'll have 7 questions about your upcoming Texas Rangers season and spring training to answer. And we'll see how you do. What kind of a Rangers fan are you? Apparently, John Rocker versus former Ranger Pat Mahomes Sr. is going to happen. This is April 19th, rough and rowdy. I just saw Portnoy take a break from shilling his meme coin to announce that it is officially going to happen.
Okay. So what we've seen on Bourbon Street was a rollout?
Possibly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's a work.
Possibly. All I know is I feel nervous because John Rocker looks like a whole steroid over there. You know,
it didn't look like that would be a fair fight.
I don't know if Senior's been staying in shape.
Yeah, it don't look like it.
No, it's
I don't
not.
Know if I don't know if smoking on that Joe Burrow pack gets you.
But that alcohol makes you bendy.
So maybe he can really fight. You know, yeah, alcohol can make you bendy.
Real bendy.
Maybe John Rocker is just like a big old, you know, and he's just a pitcher, right?
He's slow.
I guess the same thing could apply to Mahomes Sr., but I see him as, you know, his son's descended from him as an alpha full-on athlete. I mean, you see how Mahomes is moving around in that pocket. He's, you know, taking yards. That's a full-blown I guess I'm just saying I hope Mahomes Sr.
What about
can fight.
The other son? What do we think about that one?
Well, I don't know. That must have been mom's. You know, I know you have the one son. I have two daughters.
Yeah.
First one spit an image of me. Second one's a lot more like mom. So that's where that's what I blame Jackson on if I was senior.
I don't think they did a good job of keeping him away. I didn't see much Jackson Mahomes going on.
No, he's bad for the brand. Yeah.
They've shunned him
out of there. Less him, less Brittany. You know,
he's got some weird charges.
He did get some weird stuff.
Strange charges.
Yeah.
Okay, remember how many A's, B's, C's, and D's that you give here on this, because that's going to be relevant as we get towards the end of this Rangers spring training quiz.
Hey.
How about, what do you think combined starts here for Jacob deGrom and Nathan Eovaldi? A couple of older guys. Eovaldi has not been perfect, but deGrom, you know, has barely pitched for this baseball team. The answers are A, close to 70, B, around 50, C, when you combine starting pitching and the Rangers, the math doesn't math up. So whatever the under is, I'll take it. Or D, probably going to end up trading one of them. How do you answer on that one? For me, I went with C. I'll take the under. No matter where you sat at it, I'm sorry. I'm expecting the worst on this, Wolchuk. What do you want from me?
What was B?
B is around 50.
I like B. I think DeGrom's going to have a Cy Young year. I really do. I think he's going to be healthy this year, and I think you're going to get the Jacob deGrom that you signed. Evaldi, I do think inevitably, we've seen this every year. He's going to end up going through some type of arm fatigue to where he's going to be on the IL stint, maybe twice, right? And I think you'll end up getting more games pitched, DeGrom than Evaldi this year.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
Just for this year, you know, for moving forward, I don't know. But I'm confident you get your full dose of Jacob DeGrom.
If you give me 50 and they're both healthy at the start of the playoffs, I think we're heading back to the Fall Classic.
I do too.
I mean, those two guys, you kidding me? They're going to be mowing them down. Built for playoff
Evaldi
baseball.
Evaldi had 29 last year.
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking like maybe like 29 and
15,
19.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know my plan. I'd move
that's
DeGrom 48, to an
so every, that would be under. That's like under 50, but yeah.
You'd go DeGrom pitching like once every 2 weeks.
I would, yeah. I'd put him on a 10-day rotation, and I'd just have somebody else in there ready to go, whether that's Gray or Bradford or Leiter.
Hey, he gets hurt once this year. If you avoid serious injury, I'm with you on that.
I loved Mike's idea, though, during KMC today, that if you do get to the playoffs and he's already thrown 140 innings or whatever your number was, you wanted to put an innings count on him for the year, you just go it. You just go for it. You know, that you're not going to do any sort of a management in the postseason with him. If you get there, you go for it, try to win another series. Rangers save leader will be A, Chris Martin. He'll be this year's Kirby Yates. B, this is the perfect situation for Bochy to use his best relievers in highest leverage situations. No true closer, okay? C, not having an experienced closer to finish games is this team's potential fatal flaw. Or D, he's not here. They will trade for him. Which do you most align with here with your answers in this Rangers spring training quiz? I went with D. I think they're going to trade for somebody, Brian.
I went with D.
I think you're right. I think D will be it. I think they'll get to the trade deadline, and that'll be priority number one.
I don't think that that CY is going to go through what he went through last year. I think he's going to button this thing up, you know.
Either during spring training or the first month of the season if it's not going well. Yeah, he's not going to let it cost you like 20 games or something.
He's not going to go like 10 games and four of them get blown because they don't have a closer.
And I tell you what, if you make it out of spring training with your starting pitching healthy and all those guys looking good, it might not be the worst idea to trim that a little bit because you got like seven. You might want to trim it a little bit, move starter for bullpen help, if it makes sense, you know, if there's the right trades out there. When you hear Josh Young's name, the first thing that comes to your mind about his 2025 season is this is his breakout year. He's just had some bad luck. With this lineup, doesn't have to be a star, but his ability to hit fastballs will set him up for 140 starts and lengthen the lineup. C, this is a big season. He's 27. I've seen too many lauded Rangers prospects in my time not reach their potential, so I'm honestly not expecting anything. Or D, he's injury prone, can't count on him in the lineup. I don't want to believe he's injury prone yet. I think there is some bad luck to this, although he is more injury prone than average. But I'm going to go with B. You know, I think 140 starts, fairly healthy year. Maybe he's not a superstar, but he's a damn good player. Brian, what do you think?
I went with D.
Oh, screw you.
My man is fielding ground balls and like it's, you know, breaking index fingers and stuff like that. There's something to that. I can't think of any other thing. Man's running the bases, hamstring pull.
Can you balance this out by voting with A, Wolchuk, breakout year?
I like your B, but I'm fine with doing A. The guy gets nailed in the wrist and breaks his wrist. I mean, these are like fluky injuries here, Brian.
My man.
He doesn't have soft tissue problems.
Hamstring.
No. These are serious injuries.
Fielding ground balls.
He's really good at it. He's really good at fielding ground balls.
I'm surprised you there, Captain Injury Bug.
Well, he took the pitchers to get hurt already.
He took 140. He's out for 22 games.
He wanted to say D, but he just couldn't bring himself to it. Because he's like, oh, I don't want to be so negative.
I think we get him for 125
Dawson,
games.
If he could have, he would have said, A, injury prone. B, really suffers a lot of injuries. C, can't count on him because he's always injured.
D, trade his ass.
D, all the above.
Didn't he get beaned last year? Wasn't that his injury last year?
He got nailed in the wrist.
He got beaned. He was doing fine until he got beaned. Brian, you are living rent-free in my head, though, right now.
You got
me on that one. Yeah.
I thought I did.
I feel like I am. I have been quite negative.
You know what? What I was surprised you didn't do was like you listed him and go, I'm going to go with D. Wolchuk, what do you got? You know, and just quickly,
me. Go with A.
Just quickly,
go with A, bro.
Just yo, Wolchuk, I'm going with D. What do you got there?
What's your feelings about the Rangers' leadoff spot? Semien should stay there. No reason to change. He's never had two bad years in a row. Evan Carter, if he stays healthy. C is, you know, that Ian Kinsler fella popped out too much. And D, has anybody considered Anthony Davis? Those are kind of non-answers. I'm actually going A on this one. Give me Semien. But if it doesn't work out, I'm pulling the plug after about 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look at maybe moving him to DH or something.
You want a World Series with him there. I'm surprised Wyatt Langford's not an answer.
Yeah, why is Wyatt Langford not an answer? Am I missing something? I'm sorry, I'm not a baseball guy, but am I missing something with Wyatt Langford not being a leadoff guy?
That, as soon as he gets on base, the pressure that he's just putting on a starting pitcher with his speed on the base path. I think that I'd be interested in Wyatt maybe leading off for you.
I mean, Evan Grant didn't even put in the option, so I wonder if not something they're even considering. He's doing bits.
Hey, full count Carter, his ability to get on base if he's healthy, I do like that option. But if he's healthy, I got more questions about him than Josh Jung right now.
Complete the following sentence. Jock Peterson is exactly what the team needed. A good fit at DH who will also give the Rangers some ability to rotate outfielders. He's going to be 33 at the end of April. Didn't play a game in the outfield last year. Best years are behind him. Or D, I liked him in Los Angeles.
I've heard some really positive things about him as a clubhouse guy and how he, you know, was it right-handed pitches? So what is it he crushes? I need to go back and check my notes. But he's really good against one side of the pitch.
Pulverizes fastballs.
There you go. Yeah. I'm going to go with good fit. Is there a good fit one?
Yeah, B, good fit.
Yeah, good fit. I'm
good
going with
fit.
Yeah, I heard nothing but positive about him as a player and a person. And we interviewed him that one. Were you with us?
Don't think I was.
He dominates righties.
Oh, it was me and Eric that interviewed him.
I'd say best years are behind him, but could still be helpful. I think I'm a mix of C and B. Yeah.
Give me A.
Oh, here. Welcome back, Dawson.
I don't want you guys in the damn parade this year, okay?
Dawson was just waiting for an opportunity like...
I guess we're going to have to do the rest of this survey a little bit later on, but that's fine because we're doing multiple baseball segments today, buddy.
We were very crotch first last year, so maybe we should just kind of bring it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And then ultimately they'll end up being in the World Series again.
Because so is Jock Peterson. I mean, this is one of the cockiest guys in the game. His name's Jock, for crying out loud. NFL News Today coming up, Wolchuk. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, Troy Aikman is speaking. We've got some new GM interest across the National Football League. And what the hell happened with John Gruden? That's next in the nation.